Hey, before we get started, let me tell you guys about Adam and Eve. When you go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item, you'll get it for 50% off. And here's where we load on the free stuff. We all love the free stuff, don't we? Not only do you get 50% off any one item, you'll also get 10 free tantalizing items. And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free DVDs. What could be better than that? Plus, a free mystery pack that includes an item for him and a special toy for her. Use your imagination. And it's something we know you'll both enjoy, plus free shipping. So head on over to adamandeve.com. Be sure to use the offer code Adam. That is Adam and Eve, A-D-A-M. I think you know how that goes. Adam and Eve. And let them know that Adam sent you. Use the promo code Adam and save and get and enjoy. AdamandEve.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice. We get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. I love that about you, right, Drew?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I do. You've got very dedicated fans, and I appreciate that.
They're your fans too, Drew.
No, I know, but I have other podcasts and things, and I can see the difference. Your people are very dedicated.
Should we hop to some of those dedicated folks?
Let's do that.
I'll go right to line one. Mike, Idaho.
Mike, you there?
Hello. Sorry, I just took my Bluetooth off.
It's all right. What's going on?
I actually talked to Drew on his podcast a while back. I'm kind of calling back with an update, Drew. You remember I called you about my wife who has a history of Huntington's?
And I think you were trying to decide whether to get her tested or not. Is that right?
Right, yeah. Right. And I brought it up to her, and boy, did it get shot down real quick.
Okay. All right.
How's Huntington's manifest itself?
It's a neurodegenerative disease. It's bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, it's rap. Remember your buddy, the Philip. The Philip the juggler. That's kind of what it looks like.
Mm.
And it's usually young, well, usually younger, too, when it happens.
So remember the last time I talked to you, I said her mom used to be a registered nurse, and then she had a job working at like a furniture store because she slowly started to deteriorate. Now she doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
You know, and that's happened within a 2 months or a month and a half period. She's just really gotten – she's on disability. I mean, talking to her on the phone, it's maybe a sentence, and she doesn't really like to talk on the phone because I think she's embarrassed to. She has a hard time carrying the conversation.
And so, and everyone understands this is her Huntington's that's doing this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's really rough.
Grandma, my lady's grandma is. Her husband will come and visit her in the nursing home, yeah. And she'll tell stories about her husband that's sitting right in front of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Dementia is, you know, they're sort of protean in their manifestations. But as I recall, you wanted to know what your kids' risk would be, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I have 4 kids.
How did you approach it with your wife, whether you should get her tested or get the kids tested?
I literally just brought the subject up about, well, I don't know. You know, I do a lot of research on it and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The BBC released, it was like December of this last year, that they've made a possible breakthrough with this experimental drug that's injected into the spinal cord.
Yeah.
And it's showed to, you know, if you haven't, so for instance, her mom and her grandma are, you know, they're too far gone to be effective in this treatment. But if you haven't shown symptoms yet, like my wife, it can have a great improvement on quality of life.
Did you discuss that with her?
I started to tell her about the study, and she literally stopped me in my, you know, and I don't, it's a touchy situation because I've researched a lot about it, that one of the main causes of death from people who have Huntington's is suicide. Mm. You know, they don't want to experience those terrible symptoms, you know, and
yeah.
So they just kill themselves, basically.
Sure.
So
I kill myself.
I see where she's coming from because it's, What's that?
I'm this is a very sad story. How can we help?
I think he's got to get his wife to get involved with the reality here and start getting involved.
How do I navigate her to get in a positive direction?
You're not going to
She has a doctor.
You're not going to navigate her. You're going to have to get in front of a third party, and you're going to have to sit down.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say.
This.
Get a physician if she even has a gynecologist or something. Get in there with there for one of her visits and bring it up.
Go to the gynecologist and
whatever it is, a third party. You're the one that said it. I mean,
I wasn't thinking gynecologist.
Well, what difference does it make? You go in there and say, "Look, pull her in the office. I want to talk."
I've tried to get into a lot of gynecological exams, and I've been physically kept from going into those meetings.
I can imagine.
Physically,
I can imagine. Law enforcement,
literally
physically taken out.
Yes.
However, I would say he could pull aside, grab the gynecologist or whatever physician she has.
Let's go ear, nose, and throat.
No, but the one that she's likely to be seeing is not ear, nose, and just say, hey, pull us in the office for a second. I've got something I want to talk about, and to do that. So,
or therapist.
Well, but if she's seeing it there, what are you going to go?
What I'm saying is I need a third party who's a professional.
A therapist
to, like,
would
go,
I be ideal. Yes, that would be ideal.
I would
if you
like
could get,
to discuss this. Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah. My friend Philip the Juggler. The last time I saw him, well, not the last time, the time before I saw him, he was on stage on a unicycle. People don't know how hard it is to kind of stay in one place on it, tread water on a unicycle, or run in place, so to speak, on a unicycle. I'm good, and I can't do that. Juggling a torch and a bowling pin and a machete on a unicycle.
In one spot.
In one spot.
A machete.
He'd do this great act where he'd have someone, somebody come up and help him and then pretend he couldn't do it, like sort of juggling the machete and everything.
Oh, God.
And then when I talked to his wife some point later, I hadn't talked to him in a couple of years, but not 10 years, a couple of years. And she said, like, you know, Philip's not able to work. He's home. He's not doing great. You know, he can't, but unable to work, like not juggle. That's pretty, okay. I can't juggle either. Yeah. Like, he's at home. Somebody's like playing golf or something. And I said, well, let me talk to him, put him on the phone. And she said, he can't talk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he can't talk. He was a comedian who, last time I saw him, he was telling jokes and on a unicycle. Yes. No, he cannot talk. And then I saw him at a show I did in like North Carolina or something.
It was a nursing home then. If I
recall. It's not recognizable.
Yeah.
That's how
neurodegenerative. Listen, people don't witness neurodegenerative diseases because we put them aside. The people should see what these are. They are horrific, and they are relatively common. Yeah. They're not that uncommon.
All right, you got to call up there.
Just head on down the list.
Head on down the list. Let's talk to Jeremy, Ohio, 33. What's going on, Jeremy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, man.
Hey, so I have a question. I have a 4-year-old son. He's average at everything pretty much. But here within the last couple weeks, he's started to say he has to go to the bathroom. He has to go pee pretty frequently. And when he goes, it's maybe a dribble at most. And he's also been, you know how when children are, especially boys, when they first find out they have that down there?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how he's being. So
he's preoccupied. He's preoccupied with it. So why haven't you seen the pediatrician?
Well, I don't know. Do you need him?
Well, because
you call us first. I mean,
Jesus.
Why do you see a pediatrician for this, what?
He probably has a stricture or some sort of anatomic problem. I mean, it needs to be taken care of. And if he has something like that and you don't attend to it.
What's a stricture?
You can get narrowing of the urethra, and it gets irritated and painful, and you can get problems with the bladder outlet. And
don't you think he'd be saying I'm in pain or crying or something?
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
I think he's just diddling with himself.
No, he's urgent. He needs to pee all the time. Pee, wants to pee all the time. He's diddling himself because it's uncomfortable.
That's not what Jeremy's saying.
You're not saying he wants to pee all the time. And when he does, it's a small amount. Did I not hear that?
That part is true.
Okay.
But that's not why he's peeing. He wants to have at his junk.
Jeremy?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm not sure. I don't know if he just has finally, like, discovered, oh, hey, this is here, and if I go to the bathroom, I can...
Well, I'm going to swing around to Drew here for a second. First, does he complain of any pain or discomfort?
No, not at all.
I thought you said it was there's. It says on the board here, there's some itching or something.
No, there's no rash. We've inspected it. There's nothing. No rashes. Nothing.
When he urinates that small amount, no discomfort.
No.
No, I think here. Hold on a second. What's happening here, Drew, is Jeremy is trying to explain that he says, "I need to go to the bathroom." He then gets his junk out. And he doesn't urinate, not because there's an obstruction, just because he doesn't need to go to the bathroom. He wants to get his junk out. Right. And why is he diddling himself? Now, I don't know that this is cause for anything.
Here's the problem. Yes, a cigar is sometimes just a good smoke, right? Mm-hmm. It may just be him discovering his penis and very proud of himself. But it also may be an anatomic problem with bladder, how his bladder outflow is functioning. But listen, here's the problem.
But go ahead.
Here's the problem. If there's something like that present, it can back up all the way to the kidneys and cause kidney failure. You do not want to miss that. And it's a very simple thing to evaluate.
I know.
Very simple.
All right. Go ahead.
Pediatrician. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
He got you shoved down a road that you should have never gone down.
If this came to my office and you didn't rule out those things, you'd be guilty of malpractice. It's very simple.
Have fun. Waste your time at the doctor. But
thanks.
Well, it's your fault for describing it this way, because now Drew thinks there's some physiological problem.
Well, any urinary frequency with small output, whatever the psychological circumstance,
he doesn't have to go to the bathroom.
Does he get up in the middle of the night to pee at all?
No, he does not. No. Right,
so that mitigates against it.
It does. Well, can he pee when he has to pee? Can he take a nice big pee?
When he first gets up in the morning, he says, "I have to go to the bathroom," and it's a normal amount. What I would consider a normal amount.
Right.
So then it is. Then he is able to take a big pee, as Adam would say.
Yeah. He's trying to illustrate something, and he's got you going down this road.
I get what you're saying, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm 100% right.
You're 99% right.
Right.
And that 1% needs to be ruled out. That's all I'm saying.
No, there's nothing to rule out, but. All right, let's just say it's ruled out. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't even think about it.
It's a 4-year-old diddling himself. That's what guys do.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
All right. Let's talk to Phil.
Let him pee all the time, he wants.
35 from Pittsburgh. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't know if there's – maybe there should be more of this, which is I have deemed my two kids – pretty normal, pretty average, pretty healthy, like just pretty non-exceptional in a good way or a bad way. Just my son has a very high maturity level, but they're smart, but they're just kids. And I just assume most things that happen will just be things that kids do. And I will be there and provide shelter and food and comfort, companionship. I think Phil's trying to get in here.
So I figured.
Let Phil in.
Yeah.
This is my kid.
Happily.
I'll keep talking, Drew. Yeah. You'll hear me. But I don't really have a feeling as to what's going on when he's touching himself down there or anything. I don't have any because I just assume whatever it is he's doing is whatever is. Kids do because
no, right.
He's just kind of a normal, regular kid.
No, you shouldn't have any energy about that.
I don't have any energy about it, and I don't have any energy about almost anything because I realize they're just kids.
Yeah.
They're regular kids, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. and they're healthy, and there's going to be some things they do that are – and I'm not going to pretend like they're the first kid to ever been born.
That's the worst thing you can do. That's how you get your kids to hate you.
I also have to strike this balance because it's like my – Natalia wanted to walk over to her friend's house the other day, and like my wife's like, no, don't. I was like, let's let her walk. Let's not. It's in a weird way. I think it's kind of a narcissism to go. What's a kid doing? What are you doing with your dingling down there? Hey, hold on. Let me get on the phone. I got to find out what's going on here. Like, I just assume they're doing what kids do. Mm-hmm. Now, if they're doing something, if they're cutting on themselves or they're have a manifesto about killing everyone in their school, well, then that's a different story.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm just assuming they're being kids.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Hold on. Phil's rolling around behind you.
Is that what that is? I thought there was an earthquake.
All right. Let's keep on keeping on. Oh, wait.
I'm fine.
Phil.
Oh, another Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, 35, from Pittsburgh.
Primarily for Drew.
You got some competition in the Phil department, I'll tell you that right now.
I'll do the best I can, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So, first company I worked for out of college, 13 years. You know, 9-to-5 job, no problems, no issues, straight away. You know, I'm married, I got kids, everything's fine. And then they let me go toward the end of last year, and I had your living dream, Adam. I was on a severance, and they paid me.
Ooh.
Yeah, working to stay home.
Yeah.
Paid to stay home.
I'm a fan.
The caveat with the severance is... Mm-hmm. I had a good severance, and I had a good 10 months of getting paid for not working, which is awesome, but the future was bleak.
Oh, yeah.
There were no other radio jobs. No one else was hiring. So the problem with the severance where there's nothing, there's no radio,
yeah.
There's no employment at the end of the severance.
That's scary.
It's not enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah.
What would have been nice is severance with a nice big radio job waiting at the end of the severance.
It's a giant vacation.
Yeah, so next time, that's the way we lay it out.
Well, and call me a massive egotist if you want, but I knew at the beginning of this severance that there was going to be another gig at the end. I'm a professional, and I was going to find something. So the real downer was the weather sucked. In the Northeast, like, you know, why would you let go? Why would you get let go at the end of the fall, right, and then have to face the gray of the winter? That's terrible.
All right.
And
well, why'd you
that's
call?
That's kind of why I'm
– Why calling?
That's why I'm calling.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm filling my days – what's that?
The weather's no good?
No, because I get bored, and I would fill my days with occasionally going to the bottle to kind of get through it.
Right.
And
That's not
– I don't want to –
That's not a normal thing. Most people wouldn't
go
from gray weather to Jack Daniel.
Hey, what do you have, Phil? Sounds like you're missing some kids and some family and some stuff to keep you moving.
No. Well, but the problem is, like, when I'm home during the severance, they're off where they go, school and work and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
And I'm home by myself.
Yeah.
Now, this didn't happen every day, just for the record. Like, this was not a... everyday thing, but it was more common than it should have been.
I get it, but we don't know what you're asking.
Well, what I'm asking is, and maybe they didn't tell you because I told the producers. So now I've landed another position, and I'm back to work, and it's going to be fully remote. I'm going to be working from home. And I don't want to be in a spot where I fall back to the habits or the patterns that I was in when they were paying me at the old place. In the new place, because I need to keep this new thing.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I get it. Let me tell you what I would say, and then I'll tell you what Drew would say, and Drew won't interrupt.
Okay.
You make some rules. I'm the same way. I have some rules. Like, hey, I don't drink until 10 o'clock. You know, the kids go to bed and the whatever, and then I can have a drink.
That's a drink, Mr. Corolla. A drink.
A drinks. Those are my rules. Now, certain rules, yes, multiple drinks, but never before this time. Now, there's certain rules. Okay, it's Saturday, and you're having a barbecue, and the kids are in the pool, and you have a beer because you don't need to wait till 10 o'clock at night. If you're inviting friends over for a barbecue, you're allowed to have some sangria or whatever it is. Those are the rules. And I think you make those rules, and I think you make them realistically. And then, if you cannot follow those rules, you must seek some help now because you cannot follow those rules.
The problem is, the only downside to your plan is that people that have trouble following those rules will minimize and deny.
I get it.
So they won't come to terms with it.
Well, hence the rules.
I know, but
that's why I'm calling Drew.
But Phil's pushing me. But what I'm saying is
he can't follow the rules.
If the rule is no drinking before 8 p.m. or no drinking until the kids are in bed or whatever it is, and you cannot follow those, then that's an issue.
So I imagine there's some alcoholics in your family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you have the genes or whatever combination.
I do.
Yeah, that's what this is. And you're in the early stages of it. You're not lost control and you're not, you know, you're not having major consequences, but you're noticing the momentum and the difficulty controlling it. And that's not
100% correct, Doctor.
That's not a normal relationship with alcohol. That's a special genetics that has that. Now, you're fortunately early enough in the game that you could go to like a therapist and do some CBT and that kind of thing. And probably.
Hold on. Phil slobbered all over me.
He almost swallowed my hand today. It's because his namesake is on the phone. That's what this is all about.
He's mad at Phil. Oh, Phil, I'm getting a paper towel because he just talked to this.
Scram. So a therapist and some CBT would probably go a long way for you. I mean, I suspect at this stage of the game, it'd be a pretty tall order to go, well, go to a meeting once a day and get a sponsor and start working steps. You know, you're not likely to do that. But
I don't think I'm there yet either.
You're not. But somebody working with motivational enhancement and CBT and these kinds of therapeutic techniques that really help people early in the game like this, you probably could hold this thing off pretty good. So that's kind of, and I know you don't want to do that, but that's kind of what you need is some formal sorts of help to really keep.
That's what I'm calling.
Yeah. So CBT and motivational enhancement therapy. Those are the things that really help in this kind of situation, unless you're super motivated.
Unfortunately,
go ahead.
As these things go, Doctor, I have like a lot to lose. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to make a mistake here.
Sure.
Like, I'm in a good spot in my life.
Of course.
And I don't want to blow it.
And you're not in total abject denial about what's happening here. You're looking at it and going, hey, I need to help with this. And good, you do. You got this genetic thing, and it requires a little management before it spirals out of control, and go do it. It's just like if you had a knee injury.
Yeah.
If you had a knee injury and you were talking about wanting to squat, and I said, you got to see a physical therapist, and you go, okay. But with it's funny, with the brain, people go, I don't want to do that. Just go do it. You'll be fine. You really will.
Phil slobbered all over me.
A caller?
Phil.
Oh, dog.
Yeah, sorry. All right, you got some business there?
I do. Sure. Omaze. Omaze, right? They are the online fundraising platform. Where you win amazing prizes and experience with guys like Schwarzenegger and Benedict Cumberbatch. When you just merely give to charity, Omaze has just announced they're giving away the sixth Model 3 Tesla ever made to one lucky winner.
Have you seen one of those?
Yeah, I have seen them. I like them. In fact, I would like one, but you can't get them, right? I mean, you have the 2-year waiting list or something.
Gary rented one.
Ooh, how was it?
Awesome.
Yeah, I bet.
I really liked
it.
Nice,
yeah.
I like them better than the big ones. I mean, I saw Joe Coy's thing. He walked me through his thing. I was like, that's cool, but it's big. But I like the 3, no?
Yeah.
Anyway, this car was formerly owned by Elon Musk's brother, who had partnered with Omaze to raise some money for his charity. This car particularly has everything from voice-activated controls, Wi-Fi connectivity, premium audio, LED fog lamps, long-range battery. Taxes are also covered. You can enter for as little as $10. Proceeds will benefit Big Green, providing healthier futures to kids through learning, gardens, and food literacy programs. To enter, visit omaze.com/ADS, and do not forget to use that promo code ADS because it doubles your chance of winning. And rest easy that knowing that even if you don't happen to win, this is all for a good cause.
Come on, Drew.
Whoa.
Omaze. The guy I can't read here?
Omaze. Omaze.com/ADS. Use the promo code ADS.
All right. Let's talk to Chris, 35 Chicago. Chris.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. Coming off the most awkward situation of my life this weekend, little backstory, I've been dating my girlfriend 3-4 months now, and I met her parents for the first time this weekend, and it was like fireworks going off in my brain as soon as I saw her mom, because I realized when I was 8-9 years old, she was my like daycare summer camp counselor type thing. And she would show me her breasts and vagina and stuff in, like, her little office periodically. She never touched me or anything like that. And this has never really been an issue again in my life. But now I don't really know what to do.
Hold on. Phil's trying to get
okay. Just to dispense with anything, this isn't a mason jar call or anything. It's definitely this happened to you because it's almost too much to be believed.
Yeah, no, this happened.
Wow. Did you discuss it with your girlfriend? I'm sure not.
No, I haven't. I mean, she could definitely tell something was up with me. Like, she was like, yeah, are you okay? And yeah, I was just like, you know, yeah, I got a little bit of a headache.
What if
I didn't really know what to do. She didn't seem to have any, like, recollection of me.
Oh, well, of course, you're an adult now, and who knows? I guess you have to
to
know whether this is actually the person in your memory, you'd have to, I guess, find out if she worked as a camp counselor.
Well, wait
a second. She did.
How do you know?
Yeah, no.
How do you know?
Because when we were talking, she, you know, she's retired now or whatever, and but she talked about, you know, when she was working.
All right, I got questions. Hold on. How old's your girlfriend?
She's 28.
And she's okay? Everything good with her?
As far as I can tell, yeah. I've never picked up on anything.
And you saw her, and when you saw her eyes, it just all came rushing back.
Knew immediately.
Yeah, knew immediately. Same name, like I remembered her as Judy.
Okay. How many occasions did this happen on?
Five, six, you know, somewhere in there.
And you were how old?
Eight. Do you feel...
Nine, somewhere in there.
Wow.
At the time, did you feel traumatized or did you feel confused or what did you feel?
Very confused. Yeah. I mean, I think confused is the perfect word. I mean, part of me was like, wow, you know, like you feel really weird at that age when someone does that.
Sure.
But there's also kind of a, wow, this is kind of cool.
I get it.
That's fine.
And so how do you feel now?
Well, one quick question. Did you have any, you know, porn addiction or sexual problems or anything like that in your life?
No. I, you know, guys bullshit with each other. And it does seem like maybe I started jerking off a little earlier than
some of my buddies, but put a little energy.
It really hasn't seemed to play. You know, it's hard to diagnose.
I don't think this screws up guys that much.
Well, you put a little fuel in his tank. All right. Okay.
All right. So here's this is just me. I would never bring this up in a million years.
However, there's one piece of this. There's a piece of this. She may have done something to other kids.
Oh, I'm sure she did the same. She definitely did the same thing to other kids.
No, but I mean worse. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Yeah, people usually have an M.O.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and this is kind of her wiggle.
How old do you figure she was at the time?
I think she's like early 50s now. And if I was 8 or 9, I'm 35 now. So, you know, it's probably kind of a
28.
After college summer job for or something when she first started.
Oh, boy. Man,
No. She's not that old because, wait, you're doing the math wrong here. So if he
15
was
15 years older, maybe.
She's
early 20s based on the math that he gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Early 20s. All right. So do you feel like you need to do something about this?
I don't, like, not on a, like, gotta save people sort of way, but I feel like for my own going on further with this relationship.
Yeah.
With her daughter.
Is it a serious?
There's no way if this was to progress that I could, like, want to ever have, like, if we had a kid together.
Right.
Ever want the kid to be around her.
That's right. That's what I'm worried about.
I'm already over it. I could immediately get over it.
What?
This whole thing.
You'd want your kids around that woman?
Oh, now Phil's scraping at the stupid door again. I'm sorry for being such a hypocrite. Phil, come here.
Phil.
This dog's driving me nuts. He wants to come in, then he wants to go out, then he wants to come in, then he wants to go out.
Just imagine so,
Chris,
with his coffee cup.
I agree. There's certain. Okay.
Yeah.
It's tricky. And I get. Here's what I get. You have kids. What do you do with those kids or whatever? You know what I would do? What I'm going to do? I'm going to buy you like 5 years right now. I'm just going to go. If it ever gets to a point where you have kids and grandmama wants to babysit your young son, at that point, you can go, sweetie, I've been putting off this conversation for a while. I did not want to do it when we were dating. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like it was appropriate. I didn't want to get your mom. I didn't want to. But now that she wants to stay the weekend and watch Junior, I must bring this up.
She's going to go, you've been harboring this. You knew this all the time. You didn't tell me. I can't ever trust you again. Blah, 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 blah. All right, what about pulling the mom aside?
I don't know how we're going to cure mama. I don't know what she's going to say. And she'll probably deny it, I would assume. I don't look at her as a sexual predator.
Yeah,
I look at it as someone that was probably scrambled and acting
herself.
Out in some way.
But that's what sexual predators are. That's what happens with a lot of them.
Hold on. Yeah, but still.
She's predator light. I'll give you that.
But I don't – this isn't somebody I would worry about touching my grandson. Mm. But I agree. I wouldn't want to flip a coin.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, hold on.
Hey, Patrick.
So, Chris, you might want to see a therapist yourself, kind of sort this out so you have somebody you can just work this through with. Patrick.
Yep, I'm here.
What's up?
So, I've got a daughter, and she's 5 years old. She's the oldest of our kids. We have three kids. And she exhibits a lot of behavior that I think I remember as a young kid. And I remember my dad sitting down with counselors and stuff when I was in school, and they wanted to put me on Adderall or put me on Ritalin, I think it was back in the day. Mm-hmm. And my wife is a huge advocate. Now, here's a caveat or the part that I think you should know is that the oldest daughter is my daughter from my first marriage, and I have custody of her.
Hey, Patrick, can you keep your kid quiet? I can't hear my dog.
and is this the...
He's helped me with laundry.
Again, this is the child that they want to put on stimulants?
Well, I don't... You know, I don't know. I was never put on.
Patrick,
put on them.
Listen to me. Listen.
Go ahead.
This is the child from a previous marriage that they're contemplating putting on stimulants.
Correct, but has not she, me. Ha, my she, old, my has wife. She, is.
Has she been formally evaluated?
She went to the doctor, which is like our family doctor last week.
Yeah.
And he just prescribed her something. And ironically, we went to the Walgreens and tried to pick up the
prescription.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Patrick, hold on. You're distracted.
Yeah.
Let me say, I don't like putting kids on stuff. Sorry.
I don't either, but she needs proper evaluation.
I agree with all of that. Yeah. I just, this notion of giving a 5-year old something to change their behavior, a pill to change your behavior versus puzzles
and helmet
and exercise. All right, hold on. Phil, shut up. He never barks at me.
Sure not.
Unless he's attacking me. I look, 20 years ago, people were doing it. Hasn't all the data sort of come in and that this is not good and it's a little bit of a life sentence? And Jesus Christ.
No, listen, the data is there's overdiagnosis and underdiagnosis. And what I will tell you is, the bottom line is get proper evaluation. A family practitioner, even a pediatrician, should not be prescribing this stuff. You should have a formal, either a pediatric psychiatrist or a neuropsychiatrist, take a look, do a formal evaluation. We had a kid that we thought had ADD. We had formal testing, 2 days of neuropsychiatric testing. Turned out he had anxiety disorder.
Who, your kid?
Douglas, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we would not have known that had we not done formal testing.
That kid's a little bit off.
I have anxiety.
Even Phil knows.
I have anxiety.
All right, buddy boy. All right, so go do that.
Yeah, do formal testing, formal evaluation, and let's find out what you're dealing with.
And then take her on a hike.
Then you'll know what your treatment options are, and I guarantee you there'll be more than one.
All right. Madison, Wisconsin coming up April 6th. That's a stand-up show at the Capitol Theater. Go to adamcarolla.com. There's live podcasts. There's live stand-up shows. There's everything. Chassis. Check out all the movies. Check out the crews. Check out the podcast masterclass. Drew, what do you got?
Check out Drew.com, the YouTube page, the Facebook page. Check out the pods we have.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew and Phil. Same. Mahalo.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.